Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the eighth day of the month of Kislev. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for, Yehoshua Heschel Ben, Nechama Devorah, Pesach Betzalel Ben, Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas, Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, of course, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily, today, be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb, Congregation Based Torah in Suffern, New York, and I have the schus, the merit to grow up in Rabbi Gottlieb Shul. Rabbi Gottlieb will share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by the five chapters of Tehillim that we recite here daily on the call, Peret Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Balas, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 30, and 142. And will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Gottlieb will lead us, in the recitation of our daily three Mishaberach that we say here on the call, Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shulim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link to receive the daily email is ou.org/Tehillim call. Just one last note, please help us to continue to support the program. Your generosity is greatly appreciated. To dedicate a day of the program, a week or a month, we're very, very grateful for your generosity, and we appreciate your help in us continuing the program. And you could do so by going to ou.org/call, ou.org/call, to make a donation, a sponsorship for any occasion or just because. And we greatly appreciate your dedication to the program. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gottlieb.
Good afternoon. I want to begin by thanking my good friend, Rabbi Herman, and of course, all of you for joining us this afternoon. It is of incredible value that you take a moment out of your day to join together in prayer and sincere tefillah for our brothers and sisters, for those who are in need, for those who are ill, and all those whom our prayers can be so effective and so valuable. In the summer of 1977, Menachem Begin traveled from Ben-Gurion Airport to Washington, D.C. He was on his way to meet with Jimmy Carter and the prelude to the Camp David Accords. But Menachem Begin did not fly straight to D.C. He went by way of New York, and it was not because he found a discounted stopover flight in New York. Menachem Begin came to New York because he wanted to first consult with and acquire the blessings of some of the great leaders of the Jewish world at the time. And he made it his business to visit with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, with the great halachic decisor of the generation, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and with the great Talmudist and halachist, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. Lubavitcher Rebbe went to each one of them, Rav Menachem Begin went to each one of them, first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik, and he came with the same question. So I'm about to enter negotiations with one of the State of Israel and the Jewish people's most intractable foes. What should I do? How should I approach this? And all three of them, Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, all gave the same response without knowing each other had prepared that response. All three told him to look at the beginning of the current week's Parsha, the current week's Torah reading, and to see the example set by Yaakov when he confronts the then most intractable foe of the Jewish people, his brother Esav. Yaakov comes to Esav, and he has three strategies to approach him. Rashi tells us those three strategies are Doron, gift, diplomacy. They are tefillah, prayer, supplication. And then finally, milchama, to prepare to fight and to go to war if necessary, because war is always a last resort. We find ourselves today facing some of Israel's most intractable foes in Iran and its proxies. We found ourselves in strange, difficult, and yet promising times. Upheaval in the Middle East, Syria having fallen, Iran on its heels. We don't know what will be, but we know that the patriarchs set the model for us. We know that Yaakov coming to Esav set that model for us. So diplomacy sits in the hands of the few who shuttle back and forth and negotiate and try to procure the freedom of our hostages through means of deals and bargains. War sits in the hands of our brave young men and women who are on the front lines, if it's in Lebanon, if it's in Gaza, if it's anywhere else in the world where Jews are threatened, and the state of Israel and its army and our brave young men and women stand up and protect the Jewish people. But prayer, tefillah, is in all of our hands. Tefillah is something we all can and should and must do. And we stand at the precipice of unknown times where the possibilities are great, the dangers great as well. Our tefillos are an absolute must. We need to daven. We need to pray. We need to bring about that these very, very turbulent times should resolve in ways that are positive and great for the Jewish people. 1948, Rav Herzog, the then chief rabbi of the State of Israel, wrote a wonderfully fabulous treatise on the topic of yeshiva students serving in the Israeli army. It's a beautiful topic and one that deserves its own treatment in its own class. But in the course of his writing about the topic, Rav Herzog said, be aware and be very, very concerned with the fact that there were times in Jewish history that could have been. There were great moments that could have been, and maybe because we failed to seize the moment, we failed to seize the day, and we turned to what would have been into could have been. I would suggest that when they're talking about the possibility of a hostage deal, when Syria has fallen and Assad has fled, when Iran and Hezbollah are on their heels, when so many of the enemies of the Jewish people have been eliminated in the last few months, this is a moment of what could be. And our sincere tefillos can ensure that what can be will be and will not become a what could have been. So I thank you for joining us for our tefillos. We're going to begin with the Tehillim with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. L'Manaseach Mizmor L'David, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Volosecha Yedash Nefela, Yiten Lecha Chilovecha, בכל הצעותך ימלא, נרננה בישועותך ובשם אלוהים נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. עתו ידעתי, יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענה ומשנה קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קורו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו בנסודות, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Koreinu. Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor li David, Adonai roi lo echzar, bin os deshe yarbitseni, almei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yeshovev yanchini v'magalei tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki eilech begeit salmoveth, lo ira raki atoi modi, shiftecha umishantecha heimei nachamuni, paroch lefonai shulcha negeto arai, Dishan Dov Hashem and Roshi Kosi Rivoya, Ach Tov Vachetej Yidifuni Kol Yemei Chayoi, Dishavti Viveis Adonai Leorech Yomim. Kuf Chof Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esa Einai El Hehorim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezrimim Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'oret, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al yanum shomrecha, inei lo yanum velo yishon shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai silcha al yadi minecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yarech balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikhara yishmorat nafshecha, Adonai yishmor teisecha uvoecha meyatcha v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-malos, Mimama Kim Krosich Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Yenoz Necha Kashivos Bekol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Miyamod, Kim Chos Licha Leman Tivore, Kivisi Adonai Kipso Nafshi, Lidvoro Hochalti, Nafshi Ladonai Mishomerim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael Ladonai, Him Adonai ha-chesed barbei mo-fidus, v'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Matskil l'David, v'yoso b'amorot tefila, koli el Adonai ezok, koli el Adonai eschanon, eshpoch lefonav sichi, parosi lefonav agid, bis'atef olai ruchi, V'atcho yodat ha-nesivosi, v'orach zu aleich tamnu fachli, abeit yomin ur'e v'ein mi makir, ovad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi, zo'akti elecha Adonai, omarti ata machzi, chelki be'eretz ha-chayim. Hakshiva el rinosi ki delosi me'od, hatileni mirodfai ki amtu mimeni, hotzia mimasker nafshi lodos es shemecha, Biachtiru tzadikim, isigmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim batzora uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem alehem, biyotzi'em mitzora lirvacha, umiafeilu liora, umishibud ligeula, hashta bagol bizman korid benomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishaberach avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, ויברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו ואורי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומרים הגדול עד דבר הרבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את אויבינו, הקומים עלינו וגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צבתוקה, ומכל נגו מחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעדרם בחסד ישוע, ובעטרת ניצחון. ויקיים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הולך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. משברך אבותינו, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Amen. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Rapei. Es Hacholim. Bavur Shekola Kadosh Hazem Mustalim Bavuram, Yisharzea Kadosh Boruchu, Yimalei Rachim Alehem, Lach Limam Ulraposam, Lach Sikam Alach Yosam, Yishlach Lahem Meira Refuash Lemam Neshamayim, Lechol Evarem Lechol Gideim Besor Shokol Yisrael, Refuas Anefesh Refuas Haguf, Hashta Bagalo Bizman Koriv Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Galev. So wonderful to hear your voice. Brings back a lot of memories. Always forever going to be grateful and appreciative for all you've done for our family, continue to do for the Jewish people. And we look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Hashem and in your future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.